In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
The wall guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We're live at Atlantic Station getting ready for the Falcons rally tonight. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out at Hobnob, Mike, and it's been a fun day, fun afternoon already. More and more folks making their way down here for the rally, and a lot of Falcon fans are excited because scheduled to appear
is 2 Chainz, along with Bijan Robinson, Shamar Moore. Wait, I made up that last part. Youngway Koo and Grady Jarrett.
That's right.
Yeah, man. We have some hearty souls right now. We got some showers rolling through the A, and we got some folks in their all-weather gear so they can be front row. Here at the version of Central Park here at Atlantic Station, which is right behind Hobnob, which is right across the street from the movie theater, as you would say in Texas.
Yes, it is, the theater. Hey, what's going on with the Falcons? Here's the latest, guys. Russell Wilson is questionable. Now,
as a human being?
No, this is as will he play on Sunday. This news came down earlier this afternoon, and Russell is now saying, or at least he said earlier today, that he is hopeful that he will play. I'm just telling you, Falcon Nation, right now, this doesn't sound like he's going to be out there. Or if they do, Mike, maybe they see what he does for a series. If he's not as mobile with that calf, then here comes Justin Fields.
I said it to you yesterday. It was kind of funny. We played the soundbite when we were doing the show at Taco Mac up in Marietta. When you heard our coach Rob basically say, yeah, Coach, I talked to Coach Tomlin. It's going to be Justin Fields. was he lying?
He wasn't lying.
Was he kidding? I mean, look, I think all I can go by is what I've read from the Pittsburgh papers, the Pittsburgh paper and the op-ed pieces and everything. But it sure sounds like Tomlin wanted Russell Wilson to come in and win the job. And, he has nothing against Justin Fields, but Fields just couldn't, maintain ball security or do enough to really win it over. So they're going to go with the steady hand who's been there, and it'll be Russell Wilson. As a Falcon fan, most Falcon fans agree, I'd rather see Russell Wilson than Justin Fields based on how bad he made us look in Chicago at the end of last year.
I totally agree. And real quick, we're talking about the Falcons. We're going to give you the keys, what we think about Sunday's matchup. We're not going to lose this game, by the way. But I have to clarify something Steve Koonin was saying. He misphrased what he was trying to tell us.
It's always in the phrasing.
So, Mike, number one overall picks are 0-14-1 over the last 15 years, not rookie quarterbacks.
Yes, but Salsa either didn't communicate that to him or he misheard it. Either way, Steve, you gave us bad information. But that's it. Yeah. David Carr would be the last because, and again, I think Caleb Williams and the Bears are certainly going to have a puncher's chance this week. By the way, I speed watched. Now that's binge. I binge watch and speed read too. But I binge watched through Hard Knocks.
It's great.
He's a rootable guy.
It's great.
Caleb Williams is a rootable guy, man. He really is.
I have a little bit more respect for Eberflus. He seems like he's trying to connect with this guy.
Seems like he's more comfortable in his own skin than he was the first few years.
I totally agree. And again, he's got different folks around him, different staff. They've hired new coordinators and whatnot. Let's talk about our Falcons. First thing we got to do is we got to block T.J. Watt, okay?
Right.
First thing. I don't care how we do it. Caleb McGarry, Lindstrom, I don't care who it is. If we got to double him, we cannot allow him to be a disruptor on Sunday, Mike. Listen, he may get home, and that means getting a sack.
Right.
He's too damn good not to at least maybe get one. But, Mike, he cannot have a strip sack, scoop, score, tip ball, right. pick.
Tip ball.
All of that stuff. Yeah. He cannot do all of those things. So that's number one. Number two, we've got to find a way to get to whomever is going to be their quarterback.
Right, and at the bare minimum, keep contained on that quarterback, something we couldn't do on some of those heartbreaking losses last year to Minnesota, to the Arizona Cardinals.
That's right.
That's one where we just needed to have the athletes. One thing we didn't have last year, as when we went to Chicago to play, we didn't have the best safety tandem in the league. We had Jesse Bates, but we didn't have Simmons. We certainly didn't have Matthew Judon. We didn't have Grady Jarrett in that game. All those guys will be trying to get after whoever it is, if it is Fields and not Russell Wilson. But I'm with you. As far as how this game plays out, I hope I don't see Charlie Werner brought in to help out Caleb McGarry over T.J. Watt, because now that's one less offensive piece going down the field, right?
It is,
and that would be the worst-case scenario, where we are able to run the ball right at them, you know, run the ball right at the Steelers, establish the run, and then the play action sets up everybody we've hoped to set up, including Pitts, who was a full participant in practice.
Arnold Ebiketie, Caden Ellis, Judon, all these guys will have opportunities to get sacks. It doesn't matter if it's Russ or if it's Justin. The deal with Justin is you got to get him to the ground. That's what Mike's talking about. We can't just put a hand on him.
Right.
He escapes. We got to get him to the ground. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our Falcon Report here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about some of the things we're looking forward to. I got to say this, too, and I know he's going to be here. Scheduled to appear.
Right.
Young Wei Koo, man. Shake off that preseason, playboy.
Yeah.
When we send Young Wei Koo out there, we know we go, Koo!
Right.
I need him to kick field goals and me not have a stressful Sunday afternoon.
Every major kicker who's been a pro bowler, has had a lengthy career, has had this, with the possible exception of maybe the Ravens kicker, Jason Tucker.
Tucker.
Yeah, a few years ago, Harrison Butker had a rough patch. A couple years ago for the Chiefs.
You're right.
Guys go through it. Again, if we're talking about, you know, Young Wei Koo going wide left three times in Miami, let's hope that's our only concern on this team. But I'm with you. It was a little eye-opening at the time. But the rest of special teams, how do we function? We saw it last night. Kansas City said, screw it, we're just going to kick the ball in the end zone. You can take it at the 30. We're not going to let you try to do anything special. So we'll see what's our strategy. Are we going to allow teams to try to set it up? Are we going to be able to get some plays? Hopefully Cordero Patterson doesn't come in and do something. That would be really awkward. But Arthur Smith, the gadget plays. Article today in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Arthur Smith relies on a diverse group of tight ends. Pat Freiermuth just got the contract extension. Said it to you guys earlier. Big Darnell Washington, who was a big part of Georgia's championship run, the big fella, he's there. Connor Hayward and, of course, Mecole Pruitt. We remember him last year.
Yes, he is.
So they're going to rely heavily on the two tight end sets. That's, you know, that's Arthur Smith's calling card. But are we going to see that gadget play? We joked around with Brian McFadden about it, and I'm just curious to see what's the over-under? Half? So we're going to see one silly Arthur Smith gadget play?
Well, see, I think it depends on the flow of the game, right? I mean, here's the deal. He's well aware of.
And let's hope they work as poorly against us as they did for
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. I agree, because that's what's going to piss me off. And I'll say this. If they execute something like that and score, I'm going to be hot.
Because that's a convenient narrative.
Art, you know I'm right. They didn't do that. It didn't happen for us. But, Mike, here's the flow of the game. If you're telling me Pittsburgh's up 8, 10, God forbid, and all of a sudden they're driving the field, and now he has us on our heels, I think he'd be more prone to try something like that. If you're telling me we're up 6-8 and they need to go drive and try to score, he's not clowning around like that. Not with Mike Tomlin on the sideline. No. That's not happening. That's the fundamental difference, is he's working for somebody now, and he didn't have anybody to answer to.
I think the sack thing we talked a lot about the last few days, but you know the team's going to get the heat. I expect Cousins to get hit at least twice, sacked twice. I mean, hopefully not hit too often, but I think that you've got to expect that against Pittsburgh's front. But how do we generate pass rush? Are we going to be walking out of Mercedes-Benz talking about us dropping the hammer? You know, when we had a lead and Pittsburgh's trying to come back and Matthew Judon tees off on whoever that quarterback is, kind of stuff that we had going back in 16, you know, with Freeney and when Vic had that great year before that. With the Predator. Haven't had that many times, brother.
No, we have not. 404-726-0929. Real quick, I do want you to hear Grady talking about Judon and Simmons. And just, hey, those guys come in first game, just need them to do what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's early. You know, at the end of the day, what they brought to the team is...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, high level of skill. I mean, their resume speaks for themselves. So guys respect them off showing up. But I mean, I think those guys both will tell you. I mean, they want to go out there, play their best ball, and other guys are buying into that too. So I mean, we just I don't think we're doing a search on like you know. Like what? It's just a natural thing, is what I'm saying. So it's gonna happen naturally, and them just being their best selves is all we need.
Right on. Look, Grady, great having Grady back out there.
Yeah,
we talked about David Onyemata, his line mate. You know what those guys are gonna be able to do. Look, you know, for years we've kind of gone to these games. You know, hey, I hope this happens, and I just think I can't tell you. I know things are gonna happen, but I mean, we know that Matthew Judon has a track record of being better at getting the quarterback on the ground than anyone we've rolled out on this team in 6 years,
hands down.
You know, facts. So, and Simmons, and let's be honest, and Bates, it's the best safety tandem we've had here going back. Oh, you got to go back to Eugene Robinson. And we got dudes, man. So I'm excited. I'm stoked. But on the other side of it, not quite sure what a Zach Robinson offense is going to look like. We think it's going to look a lot like the Rams. That means run heavy. That's great. Set up that play action. If you missed it earlier, Chris had a great segment. We may do these numbers later in the show. It was all those over-unders that Vegas set for all our skill position players.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because they're not expecting a lot from guys like from Kyle Pitts, for instance, as far as touchdowns this year.
Total disrespect. 800 yards, 4.5 touchdowns, 4.5 touchdowns, 65 balls? Come on, man.
I mean, that's not worth a fourth overall pick.
Well,
and I know that Pitts is motivated. You said it earlier. Pitts heard all the chatter when the concerns came up about him being limited, not limited in practice today with that hamstring, whatever it was. So that's good to hear. Now go out there, let's kick some butt.
By the way, Drake London was asked about the secondary for the Steelers. We're going to get to the strong arm story of the day, which includes our quarterback report with our quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Here is Drake London.
Yeah, Minka is an exceptional player. He has insane talent. He'll come up there, he'll stuff the run, and then he'll guard somebody. And then you guys have a young guy like Joey Porter out there who's really, really good. You got Jackson on the other side. Then you got playmakers like T.J. Watt and all them. So it's definitely going to be a game where we're going to have to put our big boy pants on and go out there and hit somebody. But, yeah, I just can't wait to go out there and compete against them.
Yeah, I mean, it, from a secondary standpoint, and I've said this, the brand names on the Steelers defense speaks for itself.
Right.
That is, on paper, a Super Bowl caliber defense. Whether they play up to it or we attack them and get up on them and keep them on their heels, that's what's going to be the difference on Sunday. All right, guys, we got a lot more to get to. What is Kirk Cousins thinking about heading into Sunday's contest? You'll hear it next coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Big shout out to Brandon Dominguez. He wins the Blake Shelton tickets. We'll have more of those for you.
Way to go, Brandon.
Yeah, in the next few weeks. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Atlantic Station, guys. Again, Falcon Rally. Folks making their way out here. Mike, is it still raining out there?
Let's take a look at our Dukes and Bell Doppler Super Electric Pinecone Shaped Radar. the Viper. I got all these different things. Yeah, it's just spitting out right now. We got some folks with some hardy souls that are out there riding out to get the prime real estate, but we're right behind Hobnob. Got the stage set up. Bijan's going to be here. We mentioned Youngway Koo, Grady
Scheduled
Jarrett.
To appear.
And 2 Chainz. So it looks like the Storm Center, from what we're looking at, when I say our weather, I mean Channel 2's weather radar, looks like it's rolling through. So by 7 o'clock, we should be fine.
Good deal. Hey, man, coming up, our quarterback report. We'll hear from Kirk Cousins in just a few minutes. Mike, tonight we get more football. Last night was great. We will recap a little bit of what we thought about last night. But tonight, Packers-Eagles.
Yeah, man.
In Brazil.
Yeah, man, at the home of a Corinthians soccer club. So the Eagles will be wearing and honoring Corinthians, wearing black and white. They've had those alternate jerseys.
You worried about the field?
Only in that when they played in Mexico City a couple years ago, that was like a quagmire. The whole thing was coming up in bunches.
Yeah.
I was at the game in 07 in London where the field just came up because, as the taxi driver told us, it's like, Courtney driver, a field be coming up in bunches with your lot. What?
What?
Field to be coming up in bunches?
I don't know what you just said.
But something about the size of our guys ripping up the field compared to like 160-pound soccer players. We'll see. I would like to think the NFL has learned from prior experience.
Grass is different,
right?
Because those are soccer
right.
fields. But yes,
but Packers will be wearing visiting uniforms. The controversy we talked about it earlier for folks that were confused. It's not gang related. It's just soccer fan related. Which you want to call that gang related?
Gang related.
Good. Is that their arch rivals' colors are green? If anybody who plays for Corinthians is seen wearing green anywhere, if it's social media, they get fined for it. So green is a no go. But there will be some Corinthians fans supporting Green Bay wearing their green in the stadium. I should say Madeiras fans. Madeiras is Corinthians' arch rivals. So I apologize if I'm confusing folks even further about Brazilian soccer. But anyway, that's why the Eagles are in black and white tonight.
Field goal game, I think the Packers cover from a betting standpoint. But
you
I
like
also,
the Packers. I took the Eagles.
I do.
I'm waiting to see this Georgia Bulldog defense become the total lights out defense.
Well, listen, I think in this first game, like last night, there are going to be some unexpected moments, some things, right. you know, that'll be weird. Here's the other part. Nobody's talked about this, but, you know, the Packers are staying a long ways away from the stadium, almost 2 hours away. And they're saying with traffic tonight, all right, and they're already probably there, my guess is,
right.
Mike, but with traffic, they're saying it was like an hour and a half, 2 hour commute. The Eagles are like 2 blocks away from the field. So
right.
I don't know if that plays into this or not, but that's a long bus ride for the Packers to just be, hey, we're going to be there, horns and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And then all
know.
Of a sudden they get two giant jacks and they steal the tires off the bus.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
Guys, I was at the Sao Paulo race back in 94, and subsequently, this happened a few years ago. You'd think with the Formula One teams they'd have state-of-the-art security. Formula One guys get jumped down there. Teams get stuff robbed out of their trucks. It's crazy. So I know I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of folks had no interest in going down there. WIP, our sister station, is not even sending the radio team down there. They're going to do it on remote, watching it off TV.
Yeah, they are. All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. I like Packers. Mike likes Eagles. Hopefully we get another good game tonight.
Yeah, because last night was just absolute gold. We'll talk more about it in the headlines.
49.5 is the over-under tonight for the game, so hopefully we get some points scored. Let's hear from our quarterback. We'll do this every week, guys. You'll hear it exclusively right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kirk Cousins with our man Dave Archer.
Let's get it right here. Let's get in the end zone. Let's go!
This
is the Falcons Quarterback Report. The Falcons Quarterback Report is brought to you by Rooms to Go. Buy the piece, save a little. Buy the room, save a lot. Here's Dave Archer.
Kirk, here we go. And I don't know that I don't know the history of this. This is your 13th season. Has there been a preseason where you have not played and then gotten ready to go for the first regular season game?
It's happened before. The last couple. That's where the league has trended as of late. Certainly early in my career, that would be unthinkable. Those preseason games took on a different tenor back then, but it's becoming more common around the league, and you've got to be ready to treat practice like games at full speed and then be ready to hit the ground running week one, and that's what we plan to do.
This team in Pittsburgh, I guess the backbone of who they are is playing defense. How difficult is it to get ready for a team? Maybe you've been in the NFC your entire career. Now, you've seen them periodically because of the way the schedule plays out, but getting ready for maybe a style of defense that you're going to see this weekend.
Yeah, they are a team that I haven't seen as often in my career as others. You know, we'll play the Eagles week two. That's a team I've seen, you know, double-digit times in my career. But the Steelers would be the opposite. It's, you know, only a couple times. So they play a great brand of football. They're obviously well-coached. They've been so consistent for so long. And I think it'll be one of the better defenses we play all year. So, you know, from a test standpoint, week one, our offense is going to have to be really on it to come out with a win.
When you take a look at the tape, Kirk, and you begin to start thinking about matchups and stuff, does that overwhelm you, or is it your scheme that you feel like you attack it with? I mean, is it a combination of those things?
Probably a combination. I think, I kind of let the game plan as it comes into me Monday, you know, through the week, you kind of digest that game plan. You say, okay, through these reads, through these plays, how do I want to attack it? Run game, pass game. It's very situationally driven. You know, how does third downs look versus first and second down? How does red zone look versus in the field? So we work through all that through the week, but certainly a worthy adversary that is going to take, you know, everything we got.
I know you're conscientious all the time about down and distance and keeping in manageable situations and those types of things, and you still want to take your shots as well. When you get a team like this that's rushed the passer as well as they have over the last several years, especially with the two edge guys they've got here, does that have to be more in the forefront of your mind?
I think you always want to find that balance between being efficient, protecting the football, but still looking for explosives. You know, there's times where I've got to pull the ball down and take off and run. There's times where taking a sack is the best thing. There's times where checking it down quickly is the best thing. And then there's times where maybe, hey, O-line, I need you for one more hitch here because we got a big play down the field. So finding that balance of what quarterbacking is all about, it's not an easy balance to find, but we're certainly facing a pass rush that you got to know what you're doing in terms of protection, having help, and at times on some of their best players, having not just one guy but two, and that's what it takes.
I know we're always thankful, any of us that have a chance to play this game and how special it is. Get back on the field. How are you feeling that way about the special opportunity to get back out on the field?
Yeah, I think coming away from the Achilles tear in week 8 last year, you're just more aware of, you know, the privilege it is to play. And now in year 13, I've got more football behind me than ahead of me. And so that also makes you want to really appreciate it. And then I got two young boys and really cherish the opportunity for them to get to see me play. So for all those reasons, every time you step between the white lines, you count it a privilege. And then I really see it as a great opportunity to help the young guys on the team. You know, they help me, but I want to help them and allow their careers to go to new heights. And I want to be a part of that. And so that's a real privilege as well. And so there's no doubt when you step out on Sunday, you're counting yourself very fortunate and blessed to be out there.
Kirk, go have some fun, buddy.
All right, thanks, Eric.
There he is, our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, with Dave Archer. We said this earlier, and for those who missed it, because we do not assume that you listen to the show all day, but we hope you do.
Yeah.
On a human level, just a very likable dude, man.
Yeah, I mean, like Matt Ryan is the same kind of guy. I mean, maybe it didn't show sometimes in the media or some of the things that you heard, you know, as far as interviews, but Matt was certainly and is a very personable dude.
Yep.
It's just with Cousins, it's a whole other – he's an extrovert. It's just a different vibe,
yes.
You know. You and I are extroverts. We'll talk to anybody, and Cousins is that kind of guy, and he'll initiate the conversation. You and I joked around with the listeners about how he started asking us out of the blue about, you think we'll ever get a hockey team here? And then that becomes a whole other conversation. Bijan's the same kind of guy. Like the way Judon was really open about what happened in New England, what his goals are here, what his expectations are. We've got some real dudes, but I just think, man, if ever there's a rootable guy, just like Stafford was when he went to the Rams.
That's right.
It's Kirk Cousins in this situation. We're hoping for the same result.
We certainly are. 404-726-0929. You guys can text us. We see the text line. You can hit us up on social media. Follow Mike. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929 as we're here at Atlantic Station. We're going to talk more about the Falcons coming up. We're going to talk about the Braves, though, because the series, a new series starts tonight, a new game, should I say. And last night we talked about it, Mike. I mean, the ups and downs of this team, there was nothing last night that got me excited in watching the Braves. Now, I know the frustrating part is just the inconsistency is why we all feel the way we do. And everybody, I keep hearing everybody say, well, just get to the playoffs, get to the playoffs, get to the playoffs. Okay, then what?
Yeah, well, now the Mets are dead even with you now. You know, you lost a half a game last night. You just had no clutch hitting. That's the problem. You know, if Austin Riley was here and Ozzie Albies was here, you know, then we're getting back to the 21-type dynamic. We're expecting guys that are at this stage of their career, don't say it, journeymen.
And
I didn't say that. I said journeyman.
You did.
But you're expecting guys that have never performed at a high level for the entire season. Otherwise, they'd still be making more money at a previous team.
True.
That's their lot in life. I mean, look, I like Soler. He provided some of the greatest clutch moments in Braves postseason history. But he is what he is. So it's been basically Marcelo Zuna, and we'll talk about it with Grant, but I just think maybe some fans, we've always felt we're going to make the playoffs. Once we get in, we'll have a fighting chance. The Mets are on an incredible heater, and this team couldn't afford to lose anything to the Royals. I mean, you needed to sweep the Rockies. Period.
And you didn't.
Nope.
All right. We'll talk to Grant. See what.
And Ronaldo Lopez wasn't bad. He just made a couple of mistakes.
No doubt. I mean,
ball's up in the zone, and the ball, the dead center got crushed.
That was a shot. Yeah. We'll talk to him about this weekend for the Braves. Again, all of these series against, I don't even want to call them inferior opponents.
Like, say lesser opponents.
But they're not. Right. Like, this is the thing that we should beat them. But we got to show it. All right, Grant's next. We'll get into some of the numbers that Mike was talking about with Turtle, because I think it's just totally disrespectful.
Right.
How you go 4.5 touchdowns for Kyle Pitts this year? Come on, man. We'll talk about it in the 6 o'clock hour. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yesterday, Snit said it's frustrating when we can't score, especially when we get a good start. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some Braves and go around the yard with our man, Grant McCauley. We're live at Atlantic Station getting ready for the Falcons rally here on a Friday night. All the festivities, by the way, start after 7. So if you got time to get down here, if you're on your way down here. Grant, we now are in a tie, right, for that third wild card spot. And this is going to be nip-tuck the rest of the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And this is something that I think with the way the Mets have been playing since the start of June, honestly, that they have pushed themselves back into this picture when it looked like their whole season might be on the brink. This is a club that went 9-19 in the month of May and then have since then had the second-best record in baseball behind the Arizona Diamondbacks. So if you're wondering how good have the Mets been since the start of June, well, they've been very, very good. And obviously the Diamondbacks, with that turnaround, pushed themselves back into the wild card race, and they're ahead of the Braves up there with the Padres. So you've got a lot that has transpired, obviously, over the course of the season. For the Mets, they have to feel like, as I think a lot of clubs should at this time of year, if we get hot at the right time, why not us? But they're going to have to go through the Phillies 7 more times. They're also going to have the Blue Jays, the Nationals, and the Reds on their schedule, just like the Braves do. And then the penultimate series of the year will be, no pun intended, the ultimate showdown between these two clubs. It's going to feel a lot like 2022 if things continue to stay on the track that they're on for these two teams right now.
Certainly the Braves can maybe take advantage, you mentioned yesterday, of the Phillies beating up on the Mets for us. But it just – and we get back to the conversation. Yesterday, Ronaldo Lopez has got to be like letter perfect. And the problem was he had a couple balls up in the zone. And it just – with this lineup, Grant, it just seems like offense is always going to be at the premium. But that's unrealistic expectations for any pitching staff.
It is.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's the thing. I feel like I've been talking about it since really the start of May. It's like you go out there, you get a great start. You can't put these losses on the pitching staff. I mean, I know that you can look at, all right, well, Ronaldo made a couple of mistakes, and Luke Jackson gave up a run or a couple of runs here or there, and that's been a problem. Obviously, when he's come in, it hasn't been very sharp. But then you look at the final score, and you're like, all right, well, you're probably going to need to score more than one run or two runs or, in a lot of cases, more than three runs to have a chance to win these games, because there is very little margin for error for this pitching staff. And that, as much as anything, is what they've got to try to solve over the next 3 weeks, not just with a head-to-head battle with the Mets, but just in general, can they figure out a way to become an offense that you know, they're going to hit some home runs. I think they've shown us that. They've been in the top three in home runs since the All-Star break, and really once they fixed that power outage that went through the month of May, that's been back in their game. But manufacturing runs, getting guys on base, that has been a real issue for this club. And even when they get guys on base, can you get them around? Can you get them in? That's something they're going to have to sort out.
Grant, I know I asked you the other day about, you know, the second best pitcher on this staff, and you said, listen, the history tells me it's still Max Fried, although the numbers bear out that you could arguably say, you know, behind Sale, it is arguably, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ronaldo. Yeah.
Ronaldo. But Fried goes tonight. And here's what I'm getting to. We need a stopper moment for Fried. I'm not saying he's not that guy, but you know, it's like, okay, you should have swept these guys. You jump into the night, and it's almost like I need eight solid from Fried. Am I wrong to feel that way? I mean, like, that's where I think he should be and what he should be giving us, but I don't feel like that's going to happen.
I mean, I feel like that's asking a lot. I mean, he's done it in the past, and he could do it, sure, but again, I think, and to Mike's point, if this team doesn't score more runs, they're going to have trouble winning some of these games. I mean, Austin Gomber last night being a prime example of that.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
That's not somebody who's in the Cy Young conversation. I mean, he's not right in the conversation for a guy who may be guaranteed a job on that staff next year, just with the way that these things go. So I really have to point at the offense a lot more because, I mean, we're sitting here, what, 23, 24 starts in a row now for this club with three earned runs or fewer by the starting pitchers. It ain't the starting pitchers. It's not the bullpen, which has the second-best ERA in all of baseball for the entirety of the season, mind you. This is solely going to be on the offense to get the Braves over this hump and beating teams they should be beating, winning games they should be winning. I mean, it's hard to sweep a team in a big league season. It just typically is. The numbers kind of bear that out. But when you look at games like yesterday, there's no way around it feeling like a missed opportunity when you consider what you got from your pitching staff and the fact your offense wasn't able to go off against the guy that leads the league in home runs allowed.
It's Dukes and Bell Guys live from Hobnob. They serve our beer, by the way. Hey,
they
man,
do.
Hale on tap, man. We're getting ready for a big Falcons pep rally. Our man Grant McCauley up there at Truist. Man, just, I don't know, Grant. I look at the team and, you know, we talked about, you know, no disrespect to Whit Merrifield, who's been a nice pickup. And he's back in the lineup tonight. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So they've got him going. Yeah.
We're still talking about, you know, these guys, they're still bench players. And that we're expecting, I think, fans are expecting bench players to generate starter-type offense.
Well, there's that, and the thing I run into, and I know it's kind of a vocal minority that gets a lot louder when things don't go right, where it's like, it's the GM, it's the manager, it's the hitting coach, why haven't these guys been fired at the first sign of trouble, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's emotional. I get it. And the disappointment is very real because, look, the Braves' expectations were to come in and do the kind of things they did last year and obviously to come in and do the kind of thing that they did a couple of years ago and be the last team standing, and this season has played out as anything but that. But yeah, I mean, the Braves built a club that was designed to have stability of stars being around for a long time, and these guys have gotten hurt, and there's just no way, and it's not being cheap, it's just the fact of the matter is, what club out there has an alternate who's as good as your starter or even anywhere close, honestly, at
Nobody.
Multiple different positions? Nobody does. I mean, you're doing the best you can with what you've got, and that's why I feel like this has been one of the most challenging, if not the most challenging managerial years for Brian Snitker, and I think he's done a pretty good job of at least helping this club keep the nose up and have the chance to play, as he talked about this week, meaningful games. A lot of teams aren't playing them right now. The Braves still are, but they got to keep their focus on beating these clubs, especially in this run, starting with Toronto tonight. Obviously, you needed to win the series against Colorado. You did that. Toronto's the last place club in the American League East. Cincinnati Reds are, you know, pretty much have been in last place a lot. The Pirates just sunk below them in the NL Central. And the Nationals, they would be a last place club in most divisions, but they play in one with the Miami Marlins, which is a pretty low bar to be able to cross. But either way, you got to beat up on these clubs because the next thing that you've got coming around is going to be the New York Mets before too long. And that is a series that you very much have to take.
Need it. Did I read it right, Grant, that we have not beaten the Blue Jays in our last 9 tries?
I know that they had an absolutely just awful run up there in Toronto. You remember when they were doing the opener games and doing the bullpen games?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I believe they got swept in that series up there. And that's the one that really stands out to me. So if you saw that somewhere, there's a very good chance. I mean, they have not had a lot of fun head-to-head against Toronto. And that goes all the way back to, I believe, 1992.
All right. One crazy question I want to ask, because somebody asked me yesterday, and I said, let me ask Grant tomorrow. Snit's not going to walk away at the end of this season, is he?
I mean, I don't expect it, But who knows, I guess. I mean, the only person that knows is going to be him. I don't feel like it's been trending in the direction where, hey, after one frustrating year, I'm done with it. But, you know, it ultimately, I think some of it's going to be in his hands. But when you look at it, and I think we talked about this a little earlier this season when John Heyman said, you know, possible, you know, managerial shift for Atlanta. But is it really news if soon-to-be 70-year-old manager might call it a career? Not really. I think it's just something he'll have to consider. You know, does this still motivate him to get out of bed and come to the ballpark? My read on that would be, yeah, I still think he is. And, yes, he'd still like to be a contributing member to this franchise in a big way. And, ultimately, it's kind of his call.
I do, too. By the way, I feel the same way you do. And, by the way, we're going to get everybody back. This team looks completely different.
Right.
He knows that going into whatever's going to happen in the playoffs. He knows that. So, but I was asked that question, and I said, I don't know. But I don't feel like he wants to walk away right now.
So one interesting factoid from this week, Grant, I did not know this. When you get 8 years of major league service, you get a card that gets you free in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Luke Jackson just got one of those.
Yeah,
I thought I knew a little bit about the game. That's pretty – talk about that. It's pretty wild.
No, it's very cool. I mean, it's just one of those little things. I didn't know about those until probably, I don't know, about 10 years ago, a former player that had one, and I thought, what is that? And like Wonka's golden ticket for all baseball parks, you can get in for free. And I was like, all right, well, I would love to get one of those. Don't know how that's going to work for me, but that's a pretty cool little perk. If you're able to stick around in the big leagues for long enough, they'll invite you to come around whenever you want.
All right, Grant, when are you on this weekend, brother?
I'm not on this weekend. There will be a new episode of the podcast, so check that out from the Diamond, wherever you get your podcast, and I'll be back at it next weekend. We're shifting to Saturdays, though. I've heard it's football season, and people are excited about that. I guess you guys can probably confirm it for me, but we're still going to talk a little baseball on From the Diamond.
Okay, sounds good, man. Well, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully, we're able to handle our business this weekend.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
You got it, man. Like I said, there's just nowhere to go. We talked about this. Guys are to blame in AA. I mean, other than you'd have to go take on more money and have redundancy in the outfield. I mean, you could argue, would you try to upgrade for Arcia? I just don't know where you're looking to improve. And then the injuries, it's beyond everyone's control. Now, Snicker's done some boneheaded stuff, over 162. There'll be a game or two you want to choke the manager. Mine was last week with Morton, letting him stay in the game. But still, this is one of those years where you're lucky to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
There's no other way to shake it.
The thing for me with Fried is Sale has given a damn about the hitting. He's gone out there and said, I'm shutting the other team down. We're going to win. And that's why I say, I need that from Fried tonight. Like, give me that. It doesn't matter if we score one run or not. I'm shutting these guys down.
But tonight and this weekend, all focus, say it, Carl, on the National Football League.
Yes, it is. We're coming back. We're going to talk about some crazy numbers in regards to our Falcons as we're here at Atlantic Station, guys, getting ready for the rally tonight. And again, more and more people showing up. They do a great job with this event as we get ready for Sunday. It's Dukes and Bell.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Law. You deserve the best.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.